So Pacific Research Institute economist Wayne Weingarten is joining me. Wayne, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk with you.
All right, so I actually argued against Prop 30. I have kids in public schools in California, okay? So I'm invested in having an excellent education system available to my children. And I always make that very clear up front, Wayne, because when I went to like Cabrillo College and debated, and I was on the against Prop 30 side, one of my primary arguments was, kind of three key arguments against Prop 30. One, there's no such thing as a temporary tax in California. Once you get it going, everybody gets addicted to it. They'll never let it go. One. Two, we're never fixing the corporate structure problems of education in the state of California. Everybody keeps saying, well, we'll fix that later after we pass Prop 30. They never addressed it. And three, the other problem that I had with Prop 30, which has just continued in Prop 55, was that we played a shell game. Remember, it was during the recession. They moved money around and then said we had a shortfall. You better hurry up and pass this so the kids get it. Well, that shell game never got fixed, and so now we have to extend Prop 30. That's Prop 55 in a nutshell. I was just saying, yeah, Prop 30, keep going. Did I get that right?
You got that precisely correct. And I think your second point is especially worth emphasizing, the idea that right now, with the economy doing better, with revenues, you have a $2 billion surplus in Sacramento, this is the time to address the structural reforms that keep causing these crises. So this isn't the time to stay on the same roller coaster and watch revenues surge in good times and crash in bad times and be over-reliant on 1% of the population. What we should be doing right now is saying, okay, how do we get a better budget system? How do we get a better tax system so that we can have sustainable funding over the long term that also enables sustainable economic growth? I mean, and it's not it doesn't have to be in contrast all the time.
All right, so let's talk about the roller coaster for a second. What Prop 55 does is extend Prop 30, which, again, 1.5% of state residents basically fund education. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about. It's this tiny, tiny percentage of people. So how does that create a roller coaster? Explain that.
Well, right now, about 50% of the income tax revenue in California comes from that 1.5%, something in those figures. And a lot of that income comes from capital gains. It comes from when the economy is surging, their incomes go up. Well,
and so when we have dot-com crash 2.0, when the next dot-com crash happens, what happens to our revenue to fund education?
Historically, if you had a 10% crash in their incomes, you'd see a 15-20% crash in tax revenues for the state. The state's budget is hurt by a larger magnitude than the decline in their incomes.
So how do you respond?
That's the roller coaster.
Yeah, so when somebody says, but I want this super progressive income tax, you turn around and say, yeah, but this is the dark side of a very, very progressive. We have the most, I believe, in the United States, I think the state of California has the most progressive income tax, meaning the more you make, the much higher percentage of your income you pay as tax. Am I pretty close on that?
You're 100% correct. 13.3%. Puts you at the high. You're higher than New York City. You're at the highest income tax rate in the country. And the dark side is this revenue surges and collapses, which makes budgeting more difficult. That's part of the problem with the progressive pact. We want a much more stable kind of solid foundation that you can budget to from year to year.
Okay, so if I want a more stable budget foundation, what is your proposal?
The first thing we need to look at is, one, how do we broaden the base, kind of, and bring down the rates so that we have ideally a flat tax. But just as important as on the tax side is we need significant budget and spending reform, because with all of the different propositions, and I love it that you're going through all these propositions, because when you said this is possibly more impactful on Californians in the presidential election, I think that's spot on. And this is what's tying up our budget and preventing the legislators in Sacramento from doing their job. I mean, the whole point of budgeting is prioritization. And we can't prioritize because everything is just a rigid, set in stone, and these silos and money's going in all sorts of crazy directions. So we need to do fundamental budget reform so that we can actually prioritize spending to what's actually important to Californians for today, not decisions that were made 10, 20, 30 years ago.
And then set, and like you said, set in stone, which makes it exceptionally difficult to change in the future. Yeah, all right, so that makes sense to me that we've got to have some kind of a reform, although that, I believe, is going to take an initiative for a constitutional amendment that would allow that, and I haven't seen that on the ballot yet, Wayne.
No, I haven't either, but that, to me, is what's also disappointing about Prop 55, which is what I was saying earlier. We always are told during crises, like when Prop 30 was happening, there was a budget crisis, and we had to do something now, otherwise the world was going to end. Well, the tax, unfortunately, was passed, but now, you know, once it's passed and revenues are higher and we have a budget surplus, now it's time to start looking at those structural issues, getting off of this revenue roller coaster, as opposed to kind of enjoying the ride up. You know, and again, we know what's on the other side.
Yeah, because the economy does not always rise. There's ups and there's downs, and if there's one thing we can count on, for every up in the economy, there will be a down in the economy at some point. And so it's just a matter of time before another recession hits and we have another crisis. So Wayne Weingarten is joining me from the Pacific Research Institute. And, Wayne, one of the other concerns, though, when I looked at Prop 55, and just tell me your thoughts on this. Have we ever allowed a tax to sunset in California? Because, again, I knew it when Prop 30 was being proposed. I'm like, what do you mean it's only a seven-year tax? That'll never happen. Of course we're going to have to extend it because everybody's going to be addicted to it. Do we have taxes ever sunset successfully?
I don't know. Probably there's been a case or two, but your instinct is, in general, correct. Whenever somebody says a temporary tax increase, it's permanent. And so it was just a way to sell it in. And it was disappointing that the governor, he says he's not supporting Prop 55, but it would be nice to hear him stand up and say, no, I sold this as a temporary tax increase, and it should be a temporary tax increase. Don't vote for a continuation of it. The crisis has passed. And if they were consistent, that's the message they'd be putting out there.
Yeah, I agree. And again, everybody right now in the state of California is saying, oh, our economy's doing so great, everything's so hot, it's wonderful, our unemployment's down. Great, the economy recovered. This tax should end. It was sold as a temporary fix during a deep recession. It needs to end. All right, Wayne, I don't need to continue. I will, though, because I'm going to have a video that will come out on Thursday. Wayne Weingarten, Pacific Research Institute. You can follow him on Twitter, at Pacific Research. Wayne, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
You as well. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, really appreciate it. But seriously, everybody.